Hi there. Before we get started today, I do have a special announcement about this podcast. Now, often in the horoscopes, we talk about how endings are beginnings as well. And the thing is, podcast and astrologers are not exempt from the astrology. We're right there in it with you. And that brings me to the announcement. Star Signs is no longer going to be on the Astrology Hub podcast platform. It is ready to stand on its own and it will have a new independent name. The new name is Scheduling Fate. And you can learn more about this podcast at schedulingfate.com. I do want to say that I have absolutely enjoyed every single episode here with Astrology Hub on this podcast platform. I'm very grateful to Astrology Hub and all of you. And I do look forward to connecting with you out there in the universe at schedulingfate.com or anywhere else we may cross paths. With that being said, let's get ready for this week's forecast.
Welcome to Star Sign Horoscopes, presented by Astrology Hub. This is your place to discover how each zodiac sign can work with this week's astrology. I am your host, Jamie McGee, an astrologer, author, and a member of the production team here at Astrology Hub, and I am really excited to dive into this week's astrology with you.
Hi there, astrology lovers. Welcome to Star Sign Horoscopes. I'm your astrologer, Jamie McGee, and today we're going to be taking a look at the astrology for November 24th through the 30th. I hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for spending some of your week with me. Very grateful. All right. So this week, I want to welcome you into a full moon week. Now, full moons always bring a mixed bag of big emotions, and this week is no different. With each sign, we'll speak about where you can expect to work with this energy. Now, we also have Mars shifting into Sagittarius this week, giving you a new area to focus your energy and your courage and your drive. Now, as Mars moves signs, you may instantly feel like you have hit a roadblock. Saturn will be one of the first conversations that Mars has. Make it a point not to push the gas and the brake at the same time, and you're going to do well with this energy. And we also have Mercury in trine with the North Node and squaring Neptune this week. The more solutions you seek, you will find. Now, Venus is going to be in opposition of the North Node, which will help you focus on your passions and where you want them to take you, which could be extremely motivating. All right. So as we get ready to dive in, as always, please remember to listen to your sun sign and your rising sign to get a better overall view. If you'd like to go one-on-one with an astrologer, I definitely recommend that you check out astrologyhub.com/connect. You can always find a book with me. I love meeting all of you over there. Very grateful for that at astrologyhub.com/JamieConnect. And also, if you have not done so yet, please be sure to sign up for the newsletter connected to this podcast show so you know when it's released, how to get right to your sign, and any discount offerings or promotions that we have here at Astrology Hub. And you can do that at astrologyhub.com/star sign. All right, let's get ready to dive in. Hi, Sagittarius. Let's take a look at your week. All right, before we do, I would love to know, how motivated are you feeling right now on a scale of 1 to 10? This should really help you start to dial into your top three, which is 1, partnerships, 2, vitality, and 3, your roots. And let's talk about why. Now, this week's full moon will highlight your partnerships, but this energy can easily be felt in all areas of your life. Now, with such high emotion, it's important to consider the duality of the situation. The more you understand the other person's point of view, the easier it is going to be for you to amplify the good emotions and work through the challenging ones. Now, as Mars moves into Sagittarius, expressing yourself should not be an issue. You can expect high energy and a lot of courage and drive. Now, the one caution here is that it's important to ground yourself into the moment. Doing so will help you avoid revisions down the road. And because your first action may be focused on your roots or your family or home, something that's really important to you, the more aware you are of the impact that your words and your actions are, the better. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Capricorn. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how intense are your days feeling right now on a scale of 1 to 10? This should help you start to dial into your top three, which is 1, your work, 2, endings, and 3, local vibes. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week, your routine tasks or work could feel intense at times. Your work could also get a big reward or something like an acknowledgement in this area of your life. And because of this, your earning power or your reputation is going to benefit. Now, no matter how the surface is, you can feel motivated to get organized behind the scenes, things that you do by yourself. And in doing so, you will begin to see what needs to end so that you have more space to begin new things. Though you will want to take fast action on getting this ended and that started, I definitely encourage you to settle into your goals before you announce them to other people. This is a good idea for many reasons, but also because your motivation could hit a few roadblocks or possibly an authority figure challenging your actions. Though it could feel like an unneeded stress when this happens or if it happens, it's making you stronger and it's helping you see how fortified your boundaries are or need to be. Trust that everything that needs to happen will happen in the perfect amount of time. Everything's working for you, I promise. I do hope you have a great week, Capricorn. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Aquarius, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know what or who in your life makes you happy. This will help you start to dial into your top three, which is 1, your passions, 2, allies, and 3, values. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week's full moon will light up what you love without condition, making this a fun and exciting time or an intense time that reveals a new side of things that you love, which is always good too. Now, no matter what comes up, trust that you are exactly where you're supposed to be and you're gaining a lot of valuable perspective and insights that you need. Now, as Mars moves into Sagittarius, your passions, your allies, and your dreams will be lit up with high energy. Now, this could also bring up some direct words or actions. So make it a point to be mindful about how your actions or your words are landing with others. Kind of notice their response. This will help you keep your karma and your values in check. Keeping your focus on your goals and how you want your days to feel day in and day out is the key to making the most of this week. And I do hope you have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Pisces, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, what is your favorite thing about your home right now? This answer should really help you start to think about your top 3 energies this week, which is 1, your home, those foundations, 2, your reputation, how you're known in the world, how you express yourself, and 3, your vitality, your self-expression, how people know you. Now, let's talk about why these are your top 3. Now, all corners of your life could feel extremely lit up this week. The full moon is going to highlight your foundations and your home. And as Mars moves into Sagittarius, it's going to bring a rush of energy to your reputation or your sense of purpose. Now, at times, it can feel like there is a pronounced tug of war between home and work-life balance or how you're known, your public life, and your private life. And or there could be something really amazing to celebrate in this balance that you've been working on some level already. And because there is, you have a lot of moving pieces to work with. So definitely want you to make it a point to slow down when possible. Though you have a good grip on the big picture, how you get from one point to the other, the details is not as clear as you may think it is. Leaning on good habits and exercising really healthy boundaries is also a really good best practice for you to have right now. And at the very least, it will help you see how far you've come and motivate you to lean harder into the goals that you have. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Aries, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how bored are you feeling right now on a scale of 1 to 10? This should help you dial into your top 3 this week, which is 1, your local vibes, your ritual, what you do day in and out, 2, new directions, where you're expanding, and 3, what needs to end or begin or transformations that you're working on. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week's full moon can make your day-to-day feel a bit busy or intense. Routines, communication, and one-to-one, or even with groups, will feel amplified. And at times, it's like they are all fighting for your attention. Now, in this whirlwind of energy, there will be something to celebrate, a big win here, and a few things that you're going to want to adjust now that you can see them in the full moon light. It will be hard to zone in on the details and the big picture at the same time, which is why it's important to take a step back and sit with what you hear or what you say before you share. The more observant you are, the better. Now, if you know where you want to go and why from this point, you can bravely conquer and pivot all that comes up this week and in the weeks to come. So kind of keep that in mind. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Taurus, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, what is the most valuable thing in your life right now? Person, place, or thing. This will really help you start to think about your top 3, which again is your values, 2, your legacy, your shared wealth, that deep intimacy, and 3, like who is shoulder to shoulder with you in this life, your allies, who really supports your dreams. Now let's talk about why. Now your full moon energy is focusing on what's important to you and why it's important to you. So gaining personal assets or discovering ways to amplify your earning power is all very likely. Now, there could also be some stresses around the topic or possibly even some expenses that you anticipated or did not anticipate. Now, if you feel the desire to splurge or invest, ensure that the reasons that you want to do this are soul-based and not ego-based. Now, as Mars moves into Sagittarius, you may find that you are motivated to make some pretty deep changes or that you have the courage to adjust or rearrange or settle into your intimate relationships. Because these are most likely long-standing agreements that you have, really try to sit with your choices and action plans before you make any drastic changes. Doing so will help you see how you can work with authority figures and boundaries instead of working against them and, you know, find the connections that you need. I do hope you have a great week, Taurus. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Gemini, let's take a look at your week. But before we do, I would love to know, what is your biggest current win? This will help you start to think about your top three this week, which is 1, your vitality, that self-esteem, how you express yourself; 2, your partnerships; 3, your reputation, your sense of purpose, how the world knows you. Now let's talk about why. Now, this is your full moon, Gemini. In many ways, it can feel like all eyes are on you and that your long-term goal has finally been met. Now, this energy can bring a lot of high emotion and quick action. And inside of that action, there will be some highs and some lows. It's important to notice both and find a baseline that you can work with. This simple but complicated step will help you see how you can empower your partnerships, your connections with others, and work with and not against authority figures in your life. Trust that you have all the allies that you need, and the energy that you put out is going to be returned to you twofold. So the more soul-based and positive that you can be, the better. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Cancer, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how calm are you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10? It should really help you start to dial into your body and your top three right now, which are 1, your work; 2, mind and body balance; and 3, new directions. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week's full moon could be felt more on a subconscious or internal level than an outward one. But interestingly enough, what happens inside always makes the outside more noticeable. Now, this is a good time to notice your triggers, what makes you anxious, what makes you happy, what makes you relax, that first reaction that you have, and then work to balance this out in your daily routines. Now, speaking of routines, as Mars moves into Sagittarius, you're going to feel a lot of motivation when it comes to your habits, the work you do, and your rituals. Getting things done, changing habits, and a lot of high energy is definitely going to be something that you can expect and work with. I encourage you to use this power that you find here to look past that moment that you were in and take active steps to open up new horizons, a new way to get out of the circle that you're in. This will help you find some due diligence and work hard and possibly test a couple of boundaries within and without to help you break out of a cycle and go towards that new direction. You have everything that you need to make it happen. You just have to kind of dial inside to find it. I hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Leo. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how social are you feeling right now? This should really help you start to dial into your top three this week, which is 1, your allies, your social groups; 2, your passions, what you love; and 3, a growth or a deep intimate relationship, changing from one thing to the other. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week's full moon will light up your social circles, things that have to do with your dreams, your wishes, your ambitions. But with so much intense emotion and focus here, it's not likely to be a boring week at all. I really want you to notice what you love about what is revealed and sit with what you're not a huge fan of. Soon enough, you're going to have plenty of opportunity to adjust the not a big fan of vibe. Now, speaking of vibes, as Mars moves into Sagittarius, your energy will shift to focusing on what really makes you happy and feeds your soul. Getting creative projects up and running and out the door is going to be a theme for you. But so could be spending time with people that matter the most to you. Now, as you settle into this new energy, you may hit a few roadblocks or feel like your boundaries are being tested within or without. This is a very similar energy that you experienced last week. If this occurs, reflect on how far you've come with this matter in recent months and lead into long-term resolutions that you can work with. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Virgo, let's take a look at your week. But before we do, I would love to know, how much do you like being in the spotlight on a scale of 1 to 10? This should help you dial into your top three this week, which is 1, your reputation, that spotlight; 2, your home, your roots, and your foundations; and 3, who you connect with day in and day out. Now, let's talk about why. Now, all areas of your life could feel a bit extra this week, Virgo. The full moon is lighting up the highest part of your solar chart. It could easily feel like all eyes are on you. And in this moment, there are some things that you love about what you are seeing, and there are some things that you wish that you could perfect or hide. I really want you to focus on the wins. There will be plenty of time to adjust the rest in the coming weeks. Now, as Mars shifts into Sagittarius, this energy is going to be similar to last week when the sun moved there. You may notice a surge of energy or action around your home or your foundation. Getting things done and done close to home is going to be a lot easier. Just be sure to slow down when possible and enjoy where you are and who you are with. Your attention around your home and work-life energy could be stressed at some points because you're hitting a little bit of roadblocks or boundaries with your partnerships. But in all truth, your reactions to others or others' reaction to you is just a mild test to see how well that you're working with the growth and the foundations that Saturn's really put into place in your life since March of this year. So just notice how much you've grown, give yourself an A+, and move forward. I have no doubt that you're going to be able to rock out this week in every way. And I hope you have a good one. See you next time. Hi, Libra. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know right now, would you rather be at home or on an adventure? This will help you start to dial into your top energies this week, which are 1, new directions, those adventures; 2, communication; and 3, the rituals that you have, the habits. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week's full moon could bring a surge of active communication. It's going to feel really busy and loud in a lot of different directions. And at times, you could feel torn between where you are and where you aim to go in the near future. Now, topics of learning, exploring, teaching, your personal beliefs and convictions are going to be really loud and hard to ignore. And you may be tempted to balance out or find the middle ground of these opposing sides of thought or energy. But I think you're going to have more luck if you could stay observant and notice your first reaction to what you're learning or exploring. And then down the road, you can start to balance it out and understand how you feel about the matter. Now, as Mars moves into Sagittarius, motivation and communication is also going to pick up. It's going to be really active around your work or your daily routines. Now, I really want you to use this energy to clear off your desk and get things done and done, kind of wrap up this year. Remove anything that slows you down or clogs up your day or makes you not feel healthy or in imbalance. I think doing these little things is going to help give you the space to expand out into that new direction that you have your eye on. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Scorpio. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, what is the most important thing in your life right now? This will help you start to dial into your top 3, which is 1, transformation; 2, the values that you have; and 3, passions, what feeds your soul. Now let's talk about why. Now this week's full moon energy is going to be felt more privately than externally, but because it's focused on transformation, shared wealth, and deep intimacies, it's going to be hard to ignore. You may find that you're celebrating a transformational breakthrough or that news of a loan or needed funds kind of comes in. Now, as your ruling planet Mars moves into Sagittarius, protecting and generating wealth, what you earn, your skill sets, and your self-esteem, it's going to be a high focus for you, and you're going to have a lot of energy to support it. This is a good time to ask or seek what you need to support what's important to you. And when considering what you desire or need, it's always wise to tap into your heart. That's what really makes your soul happy. What can you gain to support this area of your life? That's a good question I want you to walk with. And what do you need to let go of so that you have the space to support this area of your life? Another good question to have. Sitting with those questions is going to definitely help you find the magic and the answers that you need within this week. I hope you have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. All right, that is our full moon week. I do hope you found some helpful tips and insights about how you can work with it. And remember, if you'd like to go deeper, you can always find and book with me directly at astrologyhub.com/JamieConnect. I'd love to look at your chart, help you see how these energies are working with you. And again, if you have not done so already, please be sure to sign up for the newsletter that's attached to this podcast, where you can get inside information about when it's released, direct links, and discount codes if there's any promotions that I have on any platform or any upcoming promotions that Astrology Hub has. Now, you can sign up for this newsletter at astrologyhub.com/star signs. Again, that link is astrologyhub.com/star signs. All right. See you next week.
This podcast is presented by Astrology Hub. You can learn more and find all of our shows at astrologyhub.com/podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and hit subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes and help more people find the wisdom of astrology. Thank you for taking the time to do this now. Thank you for being a part of our community and for making astrology a part of your life.